It's time.
Now it is our job to report the news.
The big-ass giant world news.
The revolution will be broadcast.
On the Billy Madison Show, number 5.
You know, a lot of women were wondering, what happens if women take Viagra? In fact, it's not advised that women try out Viagra, but some do.
Yeah.
Some women try to boost their libido any way they can.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of them Google what will happen if they take Viagra. The little pill is commonly taken for dudes that need help in the bedroom. But what if your woman tries to give it a go? And this is what it says. You know, if you're a man over the age of 18, he can seek treatment for erectile dysfunction. You know, but, you know, there's a lot of women, for whatever reason, they think, oh, if I take a Viagra, maybe I'll be in the mood then.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it can be problematic in some cases. According to this pharmacy, some women believe that Viagra can boost the flow of blood to their genitals and make sex more pleasurable. However, this is far from the case. Taking Viagra doesn't actually make anyone feel more horny. In fact, it has nothing to do with your levels of arousal. All it does is help the blood travel to the ding-dong so the ding-dong can be ready to go.
Mm.
So it doesn't have that same effect. It doesn't change your libido.
Yeah.
So that's why you got to seek out the female Viagra, which actually makes you more aroused.
So it works for them?
Well, the Viagra that men take, because I guess some women were like, oh, let me try a Viagra. And they thought that that was going to work. It was going to boost, you know, get them all roused up. And turns out, no, it doesn't do anything. In fact, it has the opposite effect.
Oh.
But so because all Viagra does for a man is prepare him to be ready for sex. It does not affect his arousal or desire.
Okay.
So all it does is give you a correction. But they have for women what is called the O shot. And it's a non-invasive procedure, and they say women don't take, because I guess pharmacies were saying, like, women were popping Viagras.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, just go in for the O shot. What you're looking for is how to become more aroused and want to, you know, get busy. And Viagra doesn't do that.
Uh-huh. Big-ass giant world news, number 4.
Men robbing Uber and Lyft drivers use this one trick to make off with their phone. A couple of suspects are on the run from police after several incidents of drivers' phones being stolen in the exact same way.
Okay.
In most of the incidents, the suspects would book an Uber or Lyft, then request to change the destination once they got in the vehicle. Once the unwitting driver handed over the phone so they could enter the new address, the suspects would get out of the car and take the phone.
What? Hell no.
Yeah, what? Hell no.
No, that's
hell
ridiculous. No. They just get ran over by customers like
the,
that.
The Uber driver would just hand him the phone, then
they type in, then
leave. So you never hand the people your phone?
No, they have access to it. They have access. They can change all the addresses they want on their side. There's no need to grab my phone.
Well, that's
And if they're like, hey, can you go this way? Add it to the list.
Okay, add it to the bill.
Yeah.
You're not just going to hand over your phone.
No.
Have you ever been robbed?
No. No.
You haven't?
And I have a tip jar in the back seat.
And nobody's stolen from the tip jar?
Nobody. Nope.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah. I've never came across anybody that made me feel uneasy or threatened.
No,
nothing. I've come across people that have attitudes that I'll just get right back.
Nard loves that, though.
Yeah.
Nard's going to give you two'd right back.
Oh,
he will. Nard will give you two'd right back.
Hell yeah. I mean, you're mad at the wrong person.
Yep.
Yeah. You're not going to take that out on me, sucker.
I didn't realize Nard was such a tough guy.
We'll talk about it. We'll hash it out, make you feel better, but you ain't going to talk to me like that. Hell no.
I didn't know he's such a tough guy.
I am.
Oh, he's a hard-o, dog.
Hell yes.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No,
this dude's a bad boy now.
Hardo the hardo.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that.
Like yesterday, I dropped off.
I don't care. We're doing the news.
I know. I'm telling you what happened.
Yeah,
yesterday.
We'll move on.
Nope. Well, I dropped off this drunk girl because she ended the ride halfway through the ride. I was like, nope. See ya. And I dropped her off downtown.
Well, she thought you were just going to finish.
Yeah.
So you locked your doors and didn't let her out?
No, I let her out. Like, I'm like, no, we're not doing this. What? I don't know what happened. Yeah, you do. You ended the ride. I'm dropping you off right now.
And
I did.
She thought she was slick.
Yeah. She's an idiot. Luckily, I went on the highway. I would have just pulled over then.
Big ass giant world news number three.
Man,
this guy's a real tough guy when it comes to girls.
Yeah,
okay, I did it to guys too, idiot. I'm just telling you.
You're like, man, I'm so tough. I just dropped this girl off in a remote place where she felt unsafe, and I just left her there.
This girl wanted to stay in my car, but she didn't have the power to.
If she felt unsafe, she went into the ride. She would have called 911.
All right. So... subscribing to racy accounts isn't cheating unless you do one thing.
What?
So they're saying that it's not cheating if you sign up for OnlyFans and stuff like that.
Thank you. You hear that, honey?
But it is cheating.
What?
If you do one thing.
Yeah, if you have sex.
If you cross this one line.
Sex.
And that's having one-on-one conversations with the person.
Oh,
conversations?
Never.
Yeah. You know, if you're just looking at the photos, that's one thing, but... oh, let's get to the next one.
Big ass giant world news number two.
Poo touching sex sends drug resistant STI skyrocketing. So apparently there's an STI that you can get from touching poop.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the nastiest thing I heard.
Yeah.
When I saw that yesterday, I was like, what? They have an STD, so people, when they're, like, I don't know, being frisky, they end up touching some fecal matter, and then they get an STI.
That is nasty.
My buddy got that.
Oh!
Big ass, giant world news.
Your buddy,
your buddy.
No, okay.
And local father and son date same woman in wild TLC show MILF Manor. So father and son were dating the same woman from the show in MILF Manor.
Wow.
Disgusting. And bisexual and lesbian women die younger, according to a study.
Okay.